John Lund, the news on CJOB with Richard Kluge and Julie Buckingham.
He joins us now on 680 CJOB. John, good to talk to you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Great to be with you.
We talk about phone calls that change people's lives. You got that call. Tell us about that call.
Yeah, July 27, 2002, I was vacationing with my family and my sister and our children out in Gimli, Manitoba, and I got a call from a friend, family friend. Took a while to track me down, and they said, you better call the Health Sciences Center. Your parents have been in an accident on the highway, and you better call there. So I did, and they'd give me a phone number to call, and I called, and by chance, I spoke to a nurse, and the nurse happened to be my first cousin. It's a classic Manitoba thing. My first cousin who was working as a nurse as an emergency shift, and she said, you know, you and your sister Nancy, I told her I was with Nancy and what was up. She said, you better get in here. Your parents had a really severe car accident on the number one highway. Their vehicle rolled several times. And you better get in here right now because we're not sure about your father. Your mom's, you know, going to be survive, but your father's in pretty rough shape. So we jumped in our car north of Gimli and drove in. And in the wee hours of the 27th into the 28th, we, you know, our new reality came in front of us. My dad was in the parents were both in the ICU, and dad was in pretty bad shape. And that's where our sort of healthcare journey started, at least from my perspective. I was in my early 30s at that point, and we'd been fortunate in life. I'm the youngest of five kids and was married at the time with young children and just hadn't had any experience in the healthcare system of significance. And this was the eye-opener for me and certainly for my parents with this terrible car accident they were in.
Dad was a judge before that. He was the premier of this province, but like anything else, he was a patient. He's mom and dad. And were you able to see them bedside in ICU?
Yeah. I remember it vividly. You know, my father, for lack of a clinical term, he was sort of broken from the waist up. They had an SUV. They're returning to Winnipeg, so they're probably going 110 clicks, and they suspect my father nodded off, but anyway, the vehicle went in the ditch and then came back up and rolled several times, and he had, you know, broken ribs and a, you know, significant head injury. He had just retired from the bench, so he was 75 years old. He was very sharp. My parents were very, very active, and, you know, that accident really, really had a huge impact on the on their health. Going forward.
Ultimately, they survived, but through sitting there and being there and being an observer of something that's going on around you, like me, that probably had very little knowledge of the work that was being done, you could still tell the care that they were receiving was top-notch, and that truly impacted you, not only on the fact that they were saving your parents, but also on you personally, didn't it?
Yeah, there's no question. It, you know, seeing the professionals, I mean, literally that night I met Dr. Perry Gray, Dr. Lewis Oppenheimer, Dr. Adrian Robertson, who were the critical care physicians, who I've gotten to know all of them and have incredible respect for them. A neighbor of ours across the back lane, a woman named Barry Wilson, who was a registered nurse, she came up to visit us. She's since passed, wonderful friend of our families. And I got to see from the point of entrance to, you know, my dad was 8 weeks in HSC before he spent some time in Riverview, and mom was a few weeks in HSC, and throughout, whether it was in the critical, you know, ICU, step-down unit, then on the trauma ward, all the way through, I saw people working hard professionally to do whatever they could to help my parents. And yeah, that left a, you know, had a significant impact on me.
And you probably didn't realize it at the time, but it was really going to change your life because, 10 years after that? You ended up in the job that you're in now that most Winnipeggers know you for.
Yeah, I was actually, so that was accident was 2002. 2004, I was approached to join the foundation board of directors. I of course, jumped at the opportunity and served on the foundation board from 2004 to 2009 that opened my eyes to the importance of philanthropy, the impact that philanthropy can have. During that time, we undertook at the time was our largest capital campaign to support the development of the Clayson Institute, named after Hubert Clayson, and I was part of that fundraising effort. And then, again, 10 years ago this month, I was fortunate enough to be approached and interviewed and was hired as CEO. And it's been a great thing for me to be able to contribute to the institution that saved my parents' lives and does for, frankly, thousands of others on a daily basis. And I'm forever grateful. I'm passionate about healthcare and HSC and the importance of a strong provincial hospital there for all Manitobans. 40% of our patient population on a daily basis is from rural, northern, and First Nation communities. We need a strong central tertiary hospital, and that is motivates me. And my parents' car accident motivates me every day to work hard to raise funds that have an impact on patient care, clinical care, and research, so that when people are in situations like my parents were and my family was, that they get the best care possible in their time of need. And that's what we do. That's what philanthropy does. It helps escalate healthcare. It helps provide tomorrow's healthcare today. And it's something that, you know, we work very hard on with incredible healthcare providers at HSC and supported by the very generous community we have in Manitoba, who also believe in philanthropy, know that government can't do it all, know that we need a better and more investments in healthcare to lead to better clinical outcomes and better patient outcomes for all of our family and loved ones.
John Lyon is with us, president and CEO of Health Sciences Center Foundation. Just a couple of minutes left here, John, but, you know, 10 years have passed, and I always like to ask the question, what's next? From my perspective, we have aging healthcare infrastructure across this province and the need to invest in new. What's the next challenge for HSE in your view?
Yeah, so, you know, right now our foundation has undertaken the largest campaign in our history, $100 million campaign to have HSC as a center for surgical excellence and innovation. So we all know as Manitobans, the wait lists for surgeries and diagnostics are far too long. They were a problem before the pandemic, and they're a bigger problem today. So we, working with hospital leadership, developed a plan, $100 million plan to expand the number of surgical suites, to expand surgical care, pre- and post-operative care, better diagnostics, improved diagnostics, less invasive surgery so that patients can get in and get home sooner to the loved ones, with software management so that both the physicians who do the referrals and the patients who rely on that can understand where they're at in the system. So that's an important piece, $100 million. We've just undertaken that campaign. We've got $75 million committed, $50 from the province of Manitoba, and we're pleased that they supported that. We've raised 25 in about 6 months. We have another 25. And beyond that, you know, I look at the Health Science Center. I spent time in there, not just when my parents were there, but I recently was in there 3 years ago. And, you know, our adult bed towers, frankly, are a disgrace. And anyone who spent time in them, whether you work in there or you spend time as a patient, there's no question adult bed towers in HSC are, one of them was built in 1913. The other one was built in 1968. They hold sort of 400 patient beds. Again, we're the provincial hospital. We need to do better. We can do better. And certainly that is a priority for the hospital. And I've seen it. I see it on a daily basis, and as do our board and the patients and the staff who work there. And those are major priorities. So those are a couple things. And then, of course, through the pandemic, we've seen the importance of virtual care. Virtual care is going to be a huge boon to healthcare going forward. As the provincial hospital, the key reference center and tertiary hospital, we think there's a significant role that HSC can play in the development of greater virtual care applications that benefit all Manitobans across our incredible province.
John, appreciate the time. Thanks so very much for sharing that very personal story with us.
Thank you.
The news on CJOB with Richard Cloutier and Julie Buckingham.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.